AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A crowd gathered in Indiana today to rally against a new state law that opponents say could sanction discrimination against gay people. The AP's Rick Callahan was there.
There's hundreds of people that have lined the south steps and south lawn of the Indiana State House, many of them holding signs, one reading, "No hate in our state."
The law, which takes effect in July, prohibits state laws that substantially burden a person's ability to follow his or her religious beliefs. Officials in Los Angeles are investigating a train car collision today in front of the University of Southern California. But so far, they say, it seems as if the driver just didn't see the train and tried to make a turn across the tracks. Los Angeles Fire Department Coordinator Michael Thomas says there have been previous crashes at that location.
We've had some incidents. I can't speculate on the number, but, you know, whenever you have a train that runs at grade at intersections and the human element is involved, you can anticipate sometimes accidents occurring.
The car's driver and the train operator were seriously hurt. More than a dozen train passengers had lesser injuries. It's time for Earth Hour, an annual event to raise awareness about climate change. Britain's Prince Charles says Earth Hour should focus minds on the environment.
Earth Hour is exactly what it says it is. 1 hour for the whole world to think about this extraordinary planet that sustains us all.
Around the world, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, public buildings in South Korea, and skyscrapers in Hong Kong turns off their lights for the event that started in 2007 by the Worldwide Fund for Nature. Later in the U.S., Denver International Airport will turn off several prominent lights for the event. Officials say the group Boko Haram has killed 41 people and scared hundreds of others from polling stations in today's Nigerian presidential election. This is AP Radio News. Oklahoma City will be without reigning NBA MVP Kevin Durant for the rest of the season.
Durant is set to have bone graft surgery on his right foot next week. The Thunder's leading scorer and rebounder had surgery on a broken bone in his right foot in October. While it was healing well, Durant had a procedure last month to replace a screw that was rubbing up against another bone and causing discomfort. It was originally thought he'd only miss 1 to 2 weeks, but the pain didn't subside. The Thunder expect Durant to return to basketball activities within the next 4 to 6 months. Oklahoma City has a 3-game lead over Phoenix for the final playoff spot in the NBA's Western Conference. I'm Jim Militello.
Alabama defensive back Geno Smith has been arrested and charged with driving under the influence for the second time in his career with the Crimson Tide. The Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Department, their website, says he was arrested this morning and placed in the county jail on a $1,000 bail. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.